Manakai Ewalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Hano hano Hawaii la, leko lehua, kua hivi nani la, o mauna kea. Kila o Maui la, leika rose lani, kua hivi na nila, o hale akala. Kila kila o Maui la, leika rose lani, kua hivi na nila, o hale akala.
Aloha, aloha kakou, and welcome. We saved your seat with us here at the kitchen table this morning, and we are so glad we can be together today. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, and we lost a dear friend last week. Wayne Kahoone Panoke has passed.
I know.
Okay. We were fine.
I know. We were fine before we started the show. We kalani ola kahonua. The heavens are weeping. It's really difficult for Noe and I to do this show today without Wayne. So I'm not sure that some of you in our listening audience have learned or may not have learned that Wayne Kahoone Panoke passed away on Friday, November 13th at 7 p.m. at Queens Hospital. He collapsed at the Civic Club Convention on Maui and then was medevaced last week, Friday, to Queens, where he died of a heart attack. So our co-host is not going to be here today. And it's really so, this is, I have decided we're going to rename this show the Wayne Kahoone Panoke Show.
I like that.
Yeah, and for those of you who know Kahoone and I, we were kind of inseparable. Some people thought we were married because we used to fight like that, you know, all the time. We traveled around together. I was always picking him up from somewhere, or we did a lot of community activities together. I want to spend the first part of this morning talking about the things that the two of us did together. I knew him from the time we were at Kamehameha Schools. He was a lifer at Kamehameha, you know, started at kindergarten. He did a lot of things there. He was a cheerleader.
Oh, that's just right for him.
With his booming voice and then get on the megaphone and start yelling, you know, right down the field, boys, go, go.
I could just see him.
Yeah, his little, you know, really
bouncy.
Very bouncy and very happy, you can see. And then he would have this real guilty smile sometimes when he knew he did something wrong. But at Kamehameha, he was always involved with concert glee and the, you know, song contests. And just everything. He got it. He was a student of Nona Beamer. He just loved her dearly, and she had some of her favorite students, and he was one of them. So she was his kumuhula. They had a great time together, and he continued to carry out Auntie Nona's legacy throughout all of his teachings.
We're missing our friend, our dear friend, Wayne Kaho'one Panoke this morning, and keeping the music flowing for all of us to be together on Nakai Evalu. We're brought to you every Saturday morning by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, lo me salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapila in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We go grandma's house on the weekend, clean yard, cause if we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour on the island. We do it island. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner real nice. Beef stew on the stove, lo me salmon with ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapila in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, from the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Nakai Evalu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, we're remembering Wayne Kaho'one Panoke today. Special edition, we're making it the Kaho'one Panoke program.
That's right, you know.
You've known him since Kamehameha school days.
Right.
And did you ever keep in touch with him when he went to Las Vegas?
No, after graduation, I lost track of him. I know that he went to Japan to do a little bit of, he went with my sister's group to do some cultural exchange in Japan. But after graduation, I lost track of him. You know, I'll have to admit, I'm a year older than Wayne Kaho'one Panoke. But,
You said he was so much older than you, Vicky, all this time.
Yes, I continued to tease him about that. I was like, brother, you're looking older than I am, okay? So, but we had such great time, working together. And when he went to D.C., he actually went to Washington, D.C. to work and taught hula there for a little while, and then also moved to Las Vegas, where he was such a big part of the Hawaiian community in Las Vegas. He taught halau, taught hula in Las Vegas. He started a hula competition there that I took my students to. Yeah. So one of our first competitions was in Las Vegas.
What was it like seeing him up there?
He was just like he is here. He was always into everything. Managing everything. He's such an organizer, community organizer. So there was this competition we entered, and the halau, it was really an excuse for all of us to go to Vegas and have good fun as well. But we had the greatest time. And he had the competition, then he had a luau, and he was involved in all kinds of things. Yeah, civic clubs. So when he came back to Hawaii and I ran into him again, he got involved with community activities here. So he's been a community organizer wherever he went.
What were some of the skills that he brought to community organizing? You know, he had some great ideas. I mean, he thought of this program along with Ule and John Aieto.
Well, this was his idea that he wanted to have a community talk, a radio show. And this is a joke, yeah, but he was thinking, he wants to make me the Oprah of Hawaii.
Uh-huh, I know. And I was just
you got to be kidding. So, you know, he had these crazy ideas. Some of them we just went, I don't think so. But others, we just kind of move along with him.
And we don't.
This is one of them.
I know. Look what he started.
Yeah,
Vicky.
And we're still here, and he went cop out on me. Come fun it.
Nakai Evalu, remembering Kaho'one Panoke today for a very special edition of this program. We're brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, Mobi PCS, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh,
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Kai Evalu. Mahalo for your company today. Hey, how you doing up country Kula, huh? The big fall festival benefit for Kula School starts at 9 o'clock this morning, you know, with flowers, produce, crafts, food, entertainment. And be sure to take the keiki along because they've got some special games set up for then. So don't forget about that. Here on Oahu, Kaelepulu Elementary is having a gift and craft fair too. Lots of ono food there at the school. The craft fair runs until 2:30, starting at 9. So you can stop by for lunch if you want to. They say they're going to have some great plate lunches. It's another great Hawaiian Saturday with Nā Kai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
From Kauai to Hawaii Island, Nā Kai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
My pretty baby was calling me, and she said, "Ooh, baby, please hurry." But out of rush, I'm moving real slow, 'cause I want you to enjoy the magic show. old-fashioned touch. Girl, I miss it so much. You fill my body with the sweet scent emotion. You make me move in a slow kind of motion. So love me, baby, kiss me and hug me. Much. I miss your old-fashioned touch.
Ooh, that feels just perfect. Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite way to start the weekend. Thanks so much for your company today. Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Tanigawa, remembering Wayne Kahoone Panoke. Who's going to call you at 6 a.m. from now, Vicky?
Oh, my gosh. You know, he would call me. He calls me every day. And I realize that I'm not the only one he calls.
I know. I would get calls from him, too.
Yeah. Le Momiho Khan remembers that he would get... You know, she would get a call from him, but he would call me at 6 a.m., between 6 a.m., 6:30, whatever time he was up. And usually I'm up and around, but oftentimes I just want to stay in bed. So I would just like avoid, I hear the phone ring, and I'm going like, who in the world is calling me at this hour? I know, of course, and I just roll over, turn the phone off, and
you could
ignore,
do that because you were like brother, sister.
Yeah, I could ignore him. He used to irritate me. He says, "Sister, answer your phone." You know, I said, "I know. I can see it. I've got you on my, you know, I can see his name, Wayne Kahoone Panoke. He's not going to call me anymore now."
What?
I know. It's to me, it's unreal.
All the work you folks have done together, community all these years. How did that start?
He came back from Las Vegas in 1997, when the state legislature introduced bills that would restrict Native gathering rights, he and I and other kumuhula helped to co-found Ilio Ulo'o Kalani Coalition, which is a coalition of Hawaiian cultural practitioners that advocate for the protection of our Native rights. We organize a 24-hour vigil at the state capitol in February of 1997. And he was really instrumental in all the little detail things, you know, the sound system, the microphone, the this, the that. He would be the ones getting the permits. So that was a 24-hour vigil, and we were able to kill that bill. The following year, he says, well, let's do this march from Thomas Square to the capitol because they reintroduced the bill. I was like, okay, he comes up with these crazy ideas, and we do it, right? Okay, so we go, we march from Thomas Square to the state capitol, and then we have another 24-hour vigil over there. And we again kill the bill. And then the following year, there was the Kamehameha Schools, admissions policy was challenged at the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled against Kamehameha. So we decided, Kahoone, we met with the Kamehameha Schools. You know, that they had a hearing, and the suggestion was Lily Kala actually said, Vicky, you know, you should organize a march. So again, I tell Kahoone, okay, we got to get a march. So he goes out, gets the permit. We had no idea how many people. We thought, oh, maybe if 500 people turn up would be great. 5,000 people turned up. So it was like, and he was really, really good at handling. I always told him, if anything happens to you, I want your black book with all the numbers and the contact people.
Where's that black book? Nakai Evalu, remembering Wayne Kahoone Panoke today. Nakai Evalu is brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Go. they sparkle like stars in the sky. Twinkling little words of love to form a lullaby. Daddy has gone.
Kai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, la, la, la. Oh, pretty girl, I like you. I just can't find the words to say how really do. I'm admiring you, desiring you. Loving you. Pretty girl, to say you do all the things you say you would like to do. You're admiring me, desiring me, just love. This feeling inside just grows and grows. Baby, tell me that you love me. Don't leave me. I know I can make you happy. Just wait and see.
Thanks for the suggestion, Ka'ana Pali. And we have a song for Eva Beach coming right up here on Nakai Evalu. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa, remembering Wayne Kaho'one Panoke today. Boy, what a life. A life lived for the community.
You know, he did so much for so many people behind the scenes and, you know, was always there to, if you needed anything, he would help. He helped. I remember when we were looking at the mayoral election in 2000, and was it four?
Not sure anymore.
Yeah,
was running,
and
right.
And we looked at the issues that were facing Native Hawaiian communities. One of them was the leasehold conversion issue, and we took that on behalf of our Native Trust, Queen Liliʻokalani Trust, as well as Kamehameha Schools, and we were approached by Queen Liliʻokalani to help them organize and bring the community out in support of our Native Hawaiian Trust. So Kaho'one and I went to the City Council and we talked to them about the issues around leasehold conversion, understanding that these are the lands that we're helping to support the social and welfare of our people, the elderly at Lunalilo Home, you know, the children, the orphan children, indigenous children that Queen Liliʻokalani, our education at Kamehameha Schools. So all of these trusts were set up, and Kaho'one knew everybody involved with all of those organizations. So they all called him when they needed help. We then looked at the issues and realized that the leasehold conversion could be the issue for the mayoral election. And we approached both candidates and said, would you support a bill that would do away with leasehold conversion? And the only one that would support that was Mayor Hanneman. So we went out and, you know, campaigned on his behalf, and we went and approached the Hawaiian community, and they came out in full force to support
Mayor. That was major for him.
It was major. He won by 1,400 votes or something.
From the west side.
From the west side. So we knew that was really instrumental. The following year is 2006, I believe, that Kaho'one says, okay, we need to have a campaign for voter registration among our Native Hawaiian community. That was no vote, no grumble. So we
he was involved in that. He stayed his idea.
It was his idea. He would go out into the community with two high schools and get high school students registered, got no vote, no grumble t-shirts that we got sponsors for. And so, you know, that campaign went on. It's something that he started.
The Hapa'ali Hula Festival.
Hapa'ali Hula Festival was his idea that my Halau Foundation said, you got to be kidding. But then here we are doing Hapa'ali Hula Festival for the last 6 years. It was his suggestion.
And so was Nakai Evalu. We're trying to keep that going too, and so thankful that you're with us on Saturday mornings enjoying the Hawaiian music and mana'o that's brought to you every Saturday by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Often in the darkness, sometimes in the light, visions of your golden eyes sparkle in my sight. Haunted by those graceful years, we were young and life was sharp and clear. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, and I've missed you inside. Hawaiian eyes.
in secret dreams. Now we're freed and drifting on. Memories of you hover still and strong. Can you see me now? Hawaiian eyes. Can you see me lost from paradise? There were so many ways to go, so many things to know, but I missed you inside.
Evalu, your Hawaiian connection, every Saturday morning. And we're sending big aloha to the ohana at Kahuku School and Public Library today. They've been working so hard to get their holiday arts and crafts fair rolling, 10 till 4, so stop on by. All proceeds benefit the library and the keiki who love to borrow books, hang out, and do their homework there. This is how we're going to keep all the communities in the state going, by voting with our dollars this season. We can do it together. And coming up, early childhood opportunities for Hawaiian keiki. You'll find out about it on Nakai Evalu, the 8 Seas, connecting all the Hawaiian Islands every Saturday morning.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Kevin Sakamoto, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with a few tips to consider when shopping around for long-term care insurance. First, you'll want to research several companies and licensed agents. Make sure the agent is knowledgeable and experienced. Also, check on the financial health of the companies that you're considering and review their history of rate increases. And lastly, make sure the policy you choose includes the services that you need and note what coverage is excluded. To learn more about long-term care insurance, visit the National Association of Insurance Commissioners website at naic.org.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.
That was just perfect for a Saturday morning. Ana kai e walu, great place to find Hawaiian music and manao. Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, Kanoe Lehoi Renaud. She's the Keiki Steps to Kindergarten Program Director with In Peace, and Lisa Pakele. She's the Program Director for Keiki Steps, also an In Peace project.
Okay, welcome to Nakai Evalu. Can you explain to our listeners in the radio this morning about what is In Peace?
In Peace, it's we're a nonprofit. We are really about workforce development and empowering the community. We also specialize in early childhood education programs. And we...
But you put them to work.
We do.
Workforce development, we got to put these kids to work.
And we really, we focus on Native Hawaiian communities.
Mm-hmm. Like where?
In specific, yeah, where?
So out along the Waianae coast, also on Molokai, Hawaii Island, and we also, our Keiki Steps to Kindergarten program is statewide, so it also includes Maui and Kauai.
What kind of activities do they do, the Keiki?
With our Keiki Steps to Kindergarten program, it's a 3-week summer transition program. So it's really about giving the children that extra time before school starts to get used to and adjust to the school setting.
So what kind of stuff do they do?
So they go to school. They're in the classroom with their kindergarten teacher. It's kind of set up like a normal school day. They come in, mom and dad. They don't have to say goodbye and leave. And they just follow the routines of the classroom, get to know their teacher, get to socialize and meet friends.
So is this in a regular school setting? Like if it's at Waianae Elementary School, they go to Waianae Elementary School, they meet with their kindergarten teacher for...
Yes.
So they get... So and then the parents
the
stay with them?
For our Keiki Steps to Kindergarten program, it's at the school, it's in the classroom, and it's just the students and the teacher. So mom and dad stay home.
Oh, mom and dad stay home. And how long is that class day for them?
It's just a 3-hour day, roughly from 8 to 11.
So just it's small kind of immersion.
Mm-hmm.
Get used, they get to go home. They don't have to stay the whole, 6 hours, right?
Right.
Great. Okay.
Sounds like a great way to get started on a 20-year project. We're talking with the program directors of Keiki Steps to Kindergarten, and we're finding out more about what this project is and how you might be able to participate coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Mobi PCS, Kamehameha Schools, and the Office of Hawaiian Affairs on the Visionary Radio Network.
You're listening to Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
right. That's for you looking for a parking space right now in Kona, in Kapa'a, in Honolulu. Boy, it's happening all over this state. Easy does it, you guys. This is Nakai Evalu, Vicky Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with our very special guest, the program director from Keiki Steps, Lisa Pakele.
Aloha.
Aloha. Good morning, Lisa. So you Keiki Steps is a little bit different from the
Keiki Steps to kindergarten, correct? Yeah. So Keiki Steps is a parent participation preschool. It's for Native Hawaiian families with children ages 0 to 5. So we're the children before they enter Keiki Steps to kindergarten. Our program runs 4 days a week for 3 hours of direct service in the morning. So the parents actually come to school with their children. We have a curriculum specially designed for
preschool then.
Yes, for preschool, but also the younger children also for 0, 1,
I know,
2,
zero.
The toddlers.
How you get 0 kids?
Yeah.
Kids 0 age.
You massage
like
them?
2 months, yeah. That we provide a variety of activities for the children and for parents to engage with their children.
That's great.
Yeah.
Especially for first-time parents.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
That, yeah. So,
what do you do, basically? What do the parents do with the kids?
With the children?
With the children.
So, we provide service 4 days a week for 3 hours of direct service a day. And we have a... It's
like
set
for the 2-month-old, you know, is it playing with the Keiki?
Yeah, so we have, it's set up in like a if you can think about the traveling preschool model. And we set up just like that, where we have different centers and different activities in each center. And we have different themes every month, so everything switches out. So each center has activities that are theme based. So we have like an infant center, a reading center, dramatic play center, manipulative center, sensory center. So there's all different kinds of activities for the children. So in the infant center, we have a variety of activities and materials for the children and the parents to participate with the babies, play with them.
Great.
With these activities.
Especially, I guess, for, you know, if you haven't had. It's your first mommy, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you play with your Keiki? It's like feed, change diaper,
right.
And that's it, right?
So then you have lots of parents, families there. And so it's kind of like modeling. They're modeling for them. And then we have the teachers on site. So they also model ways to interact with your child. And even we have activities in our outdoor classroom. Where they plant, and so even though maybe they don't know what planting is because they're still infants, they're still having experiences with touching and feeling the dirt.
How fun is that?
Lisa Pakele, our guest from Keiki Steps. She's the program director there, and we're finding out about how maybe your Keiki can make the most of their very earliest months, days, years. This is Nakai Evalu, brought to you every Saturday morning by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
The light of man over land is soaring. Life below, could he know? He's flying over Mallory. Natural high makes him sigh to know that he's so free, and he's smiling down at me. For the mountains, naturally, you watch the birds without a word, and you wonder. With such a load, have a hope, amaze you sit and wonder. You wait for winds to give an assure and hopeful kind of a sign, but sailing to the heavens of your mind. But it's flying naturally. Oh yeah. left the gold for your soul. That you should remember the ultimate that he earned didn't take too long. The limits that he reached are dead and gone. Boys flying naturally, poking Papa Mountains naturally.
Kai Evalu, beautiful Saturday morning with you. Thank you so much for being with us. Vicky Holt-Takamine here, Noe Tanigawa, and we're finding out about how a local organization, In Peace, is making the most of childhood years. Sam Kapoi is here. He's a Keiki Steps parent.
Aloha mai.
Aloha. So how long have you been in the program, quote?
In the program, I've been about almost 2 months.
Oh, how cute is that? A daddy.
How old is your baby?
He just made 2 on October 13th.
And so he's in the Keiki Steps program, yeah?
Right, correct.
So preschool, going into preschool.
Yeah, we attend the Leihoku branch.
What's it like when you walk in?
Feel like school. I mean, feel like any other preschool. Just you get to interact with your kid for 3 hours from 8 to 11. And
all the other Keikis too.
Yeah, and all the other Keikis. And at first, I was the only Kane there. And then, you know, all the boys especially, they would run up like, oh, uncle. Because all of their moms and stuff go with them. And so it's good to have that male side, the cool side of Hina. You know?
Oh, that's my Kai.
No kidding.
So, wait, your Keiki is 2 months, boy.
No, he's 2 years old.
2 years, I mean, yeah. 2 years old, but boy, Kane.
Yeah.
Oh, cute. And Ovai Kone Ino.
Kamakani Ku Honu is his first name, but we call him Ku.
My Kai.
What exactly do you do with him in this?
When we first get there, you know, we sign in, and we have free time, and then we start at 8:30. We start to do this thing called circle time. And circle time is like a welcoming of all the kids. And once that's handled, we go and read to the keiki. And after that, we get to circle up again. The teachers read to them as a class. And then we have a snack. And then after that, we go on the outside and do activities and stuff. Keep the mind and body balanced, you know.
Terrific. Sam Kapoi, a Keiki Steps parent, telling us how you can help to make the most of your child's earliest years. More coming up. We'll tell you how you can get involved. Ana Kai Evalu.
He mo'olelo ko na ka naka apau. Na kekahi mo'olelo e a oaku. Na kekahi e ho ulumai. Na nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kulana ka Hawaii. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Belina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on!
Nakai Evalu, statewide, every Saturday morning, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite and only statewide radio magazine. Vicki Holt Takamine, Noe Tanigawa here with Lisa Pakele, the program director from Keiki Steps, and Sam Kapoi, a parent involved. And we also had Kanoi Lehua Renault with us. She's the program director of Keiki Steps to Kindergarten, the next stage.
So we're going to find out how can we get involved or how do parents sign up?
Okay, our contact number is 693-7222, or you can find out more information about In Peace and all of its programs on by visiting our website, www.inpeace-hawaii.org.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us
today. Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yes. Parents, don't be scared, especially you Kane out there, especially in Waianae. Get out and break this generational poverty, you know.
It's, absolutely.
Gotta rise up as a people and take lead of our own future. So.
Maika Iloa. Where in Waianae?
We are located on the DOE school campuses from Nana Kuli, Ma'ili, Lehoku, Waianae, Kamaile, Makaha, and also at Uluki Kukui, the new transitional homes out there.
Oh, the whole strip. The whole Waianae coastline.
And
love
you're all
it.
Over the state, right?
Yes. Keiki Steps is Hawaii Island, Hilo and Kona, and Molokai.
Beautiful.
Right.
What
on.
A great program.
Free programs. Free. For Native Hawaiian
yes.
Keiki.
Free.
And I love the fact that the kani we represent. Because,
absolutely.
You know, we need good role models. Mahalo nui. Mahalo.
Check it out at inpeace.hawaii.org. You heard about it on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Funny faces as you try and walk to me. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Big brown eyes, candy smile and full front teeth. My little girl, you mean so much to me. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. In your eyes, visualize so much. Wonder what you're thinking about when you look at me. You're barely talking and you're walking right at me. Mischief making baby girl, you are so sweet. Everybody needs a certain someone in their life, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in their life, and I've got you. Kalanaku. My little angels are coming down to put you. Rest your little eyes, God bless you and your soul to keep. When you're sleeping, you must be dreaming a dream so sweet. Of little angels playing with you on a peppermint street. Now everybody needs a certain someone in their lives, and I've got you. Everybody needs a little sunshine in your life, and I've I've got you Kalanaku.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network. Saturday morning, and it's time for our Olelo Noel. Vicki?
Our Olelo Noel are those words that have been passed down from generation to generation by our kupuna, our elders, that talk about things and proverbs and sayings, principles and values. And the only thing that came to me this week because of our loss is Ua Pau Ua Halala Ko Akoi No Napua. And this is a phrase that comes out of a mele that was composed for our ali'i. And it really says that they're finished, they are gone, they have passed on, Ua Halala Ko. And there are none left to carry on the work that they do. And so I really think about that when I think about Kaho'one and who's going to step into his shoes. There's really nobody that can do what he did and the way that he did it.
Yeah.
You know, we used to fight a lot too sometimes.
Yeah,
and we never agreed on
wit.
Yeah. And I used to make him mad. I'm sorry. You know? Like sometimes I used to be so mean to him. I mean, it's like,
but yeah, he said you were the one who came up with the crazy ideas, not him.
We can blame each other on that, but now I cannot. So,
well,
but yeah, so we're gonna be missing him. Yeah, akoi no na pua wa pau wa hala.
We were friends who rode the waves. The time we spent in our younger days was all in fun. Oh, the good times that we had. We were young and it was fine to feel your spirit as it climbs. There are no regrets, only good times. In younger days, although we went our separate ways, you were my friend, you never turned away. Who can say what life will do? Life is kind to just a few, then all. In time we will grow, we will change, as free as the wind and the waves. Live your life the way you choose, find the ones who laugh with you, like the sea will find. Sun sinks from the sky. Live your life and you will find there are no regrets, only good times, only good times.
Aloha, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Huna huna
Mahalo for your company around the kitchen table today. Isn't it great, Vicki, just to know that we're all together today as we remembered Wayne Kahoʻone Panoke and found out about some of the great programs for Keiki that In Peace is creating in the community. So many of their, and it's all across the state.
Right.
That was great to find out. So we want to thank our guests for coming in, and
I want to send our aloha out to Kahoʻone's family, the Castro family, the Panoke family, you know, as they prepare for. By the way, you know, services will be held Saturday, December 5th at the Mililani Mortuary downtown chapel from 8 to 12 in the morning.
Okay, and the service begins at?
Services are at 10:30.
All right.
Yeah, so come and celebrate his life. It'll be, you know, music, and we'll talk about him and friends from all over. I know he was loved by so many. So my aloha to all of his family and his friends and those of us who knew him. We're going to miss him.
Miss him already. Mahalo nui to our producer and artistic director, Chanel Mokepuha. Nakai Evalu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. Light 94.7 Kumu on Oahu. Q103, 103.7 Maui. The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai. The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island. And KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Ahuiho.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. MobiPCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Aloha, this is Kevin Sakamoto, Senior Vice President of Bank of Hawaii, with a few tips to consider when shopping around for long-term care insurance. First, you'll want to research several companies and licensed agents. Make sure the agent is knowledgeable and experienced. Also, check on the financial health of the companies that you're considering and review their history of rate increases. And lastly, make sure the policy you choose includes the services that you need and note what coverage is excluded. To learn more about long-term care insurance, visit the National Association of Insurance Commissioners website at naic.org.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars.